Alan Bell knows how to get to a good bet and more. He joins us now at Alan Bell 247 Sportsline. AB, how in the world are you, man?
My guys, I miss y'all. I'm doing good. Y'all doing all right?
I know, man. They shorten that window, so we got to squeeze you in. We try to figure out how we could do that. But first, I have to ask you, man, what is the craziest food you have ever eaten? Because that's the topic of discussion right now. And Ben Cleveland for the Ravens, he cooked them some squirrel because he was hungry. So I had gator, you know, at a restaurant. So that's kind of the crazy. But that's not nothing like, you know, you know, Mickey's World and everybody else who's up there eating all this stuff that outside and I've never even heard of.
Blaine, I roll with you on this. I try not to eat as many varmint as possible. Alligator tail, probably the craziest. I mean, let me say, alligator tail is delicious. Even like a nice gator po' boy down in Louisiana, it's fantastic. But I'm with you. I've never eaten squirrel. I've never eaten anything, you know, any type of roadkill that you find. I'll say this. I had a friend who used to make, and this isn't crazy at all, but he used to make deer jerky, and he would season it with his own stuff, and it was so good. I was telling him, I was like, I never even eat deer. I was like, you need to run this as a business. It is delicious. Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not like venison's crazy like it is. But yeah, I'm with you. I tend to not have any squirrel or anything in the fridge.
Yeah, my friend Jimmy Settle, miss you, brother, up in Clarksville, used to make deer sausage. He brought us some to a remote one time. Blaine, we were doing it.
Delicious.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy, yeah. Man, like I said, I miss you, brother, but ooh, that was good stuff. So, Alan, I'm kind of going to volleyball this back to Blaine because what got all this started where we said, well, we're just going to have to talk to Alan is Blaine's been nervous about the schedule. Then we see this tweet from you this morning, Superbook Sports. And Titans fans, if they were looking at this, it's the point spreads for all the games. And it looks like they are an underdog and more than they are a favorite in, Alan. And that's got the nervous factor turned up over here.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Westgate Superbook out in Las Vegas, they've got, point spreads on every game, you know, this season. And understand that they're going to change, you know, week by week, but it probably won't change too terribly much, you know, unless, you know, something major happens on either team. But again, yeah. So you've got 17 games. You've got the Titans being underdogs in 9 and favorites in 8. But understand this. A lot of them are really, really tight, right? So like week 3 at home versus the Colts, the Titans are a 1-point underdog, okay? So you look at, you know, again, you know, get San Francisco, all right? That's Thursday night game. They're 2-point underdogs. So we're talking pretty small lines. You know, it's not like they're massive, you know, dogs. I think the largest one is going to be at the Rams, you know, the +5.5, which is, you know, more than being underdogs at home versus the Chiefs. You know, they're only 4.5 one underdogs. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's a tough schedule because they play some pretty good teams, and especially playing West Coast teams on the road. But, again, Titans are a pretty good team, too. You know, and you've seen what Mike Vrabel's done when this team is an underdog and nobody gives him a shot. I would say this. That's generally where they play their best. So I wouldn't worry about it too terribly much.
I'm with Alan Bell from Sportsline talking all things wagering and more. You can catch him, what, every Friday, right, Alan, on 3HL?
Yep. Every Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 4:45.
No, man. Sorry, I got my dates turned around. It's been a minute now. But Alan joins us now on Monday.
Hey, Friday feels like Tuesday.
Well, cool. Well, Alan, man, thanks for coming on. As always, man, I miss you, brother. So I'm glad you came on and had time for us. What does it look like for King Henry in the rushing yards? Because if they have him where I want him, then that means they're going to win more games than not. And that means he stayed healthy if they have his numbers where. So where do they have him at? Is he going to win the title again? 3 in a row?
Yeah, he's certainly the favorite. And, you know, here's the difficult part. You know, does he go for 2,000? Well, you've added an additional game, right? And he's getting more help on the offensive line, quite honestly, than he had last year, which is amazing. So, you know, the line is going to be somewhere right around that 1,900, and we'll see what he does. But, yeah, I mean, he's absolutely the favorite to lead the NFL for a third straight season in rushing. And I'll tell you this. So we don't have the prop bets, you know, individually by game. Those usually come out that game week. But Sportsline, we simulated the Titans-Cardinals game, the week 1 game, And we've got them going for about 110 yards. So, quite honestly, everything that I'm seeing from us, that I'm seeing from other, you know, companies that kind of run analytics like that, I wouldn't expect a single drop off from King Henry. He's going to do exactly what he did last year, and that's run right over the rest of the NFL.
Okay. Who do they have favored, I guess, winning with Allen Bell, favored to be in the Super Bowl, and who's going to win the MVP, I believe?
Yeah, so you asked an excellent question on the second part. So you look at, you know, the favorites to win the Super Bowl. It's the teams that you absolutely think, right? So the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, those are going to be your favorites sitting right there at the top. And then it's kind of a little bit of a drop-off after that. You know, the funny and interesting thing is the fact that you bring up the MVP part. So Aaron Rodgers is going to be your favorite alongside of Patrick Mahomes, alongside of Tom Brady, the names that you absolutely understand. But here's the thing. So if you've looked at what sportsbooks have done in terms of the Packers and the Broncos, with them still being kind of that rumored team that would trade for Aaron Rodgers, sportsbooks find themselves at an interesting middle part because they don't really know what to do. So they don't know what to do with the Packers in terms of placing them as, you know, huge Super Bowl favorites or huge Super Bowl underdogs if Aaron Rodgers were to leave or not play. And the same thing with the Broncos, because you'll see their Super Bowl odds are way higher, you know, than they need to be based on that team. But it's because if Aaron Rodgers goes there in the offseason, that's like they don't want to get caught kind of handing the cookie jar and people make a ton of money off of it. So it's fascinating. So when you bring that part up, yeah, it's absolutely the names that you think of in terms of the MVP. But just keep an eye on Aaron Rodgers, because the sports books, they're not saying anything's going to happen, but they're preparing enough that something could.
Oh, man, that's making it scary, because I was just going to ask you, what are the odds of Aaron Rodgers getting traded? So they really don't know yet. We're on with Alan Bell with CBS Sports Line. I guess one more for me, and that is for the Titans, and that is, will Caleb Farley start day one of the first regular season game?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you know, obviously we've got to figure out, you know, the health situation of where he sits. But, again, I think the Titans went into this draft. And quite frankly, I think they went into the draft last year as well with the mindset of, if you could play, we need you, right? And if we draft you, be ready, because, you know, there are spots to fill, especially on that defense. So, if I, you know, there are no odds, you know, in terms of Farley starting week one, at least anything yet. But, you know, again, if he can go, they're going to give him that shot, right? And now it all depends on what this new kind of defense looks like and how they go about it in terms of, you know, the secondary and all kinds of different looks, you know, that they can run with. So, yeah, I mean, if anybody on that defense is new to the team, like, Blaine, you know it better than anybody. But be ready, because when Cam gets here, there are spots to fill, and they're looking for anybody that can do it.
No doubt about it. We're on with Alan Bell with CBS Sports Line.
All right, Alan, Preds get underway with the Hurricanes. I look, there are 16 people who predict hockey outcomes for ESPN, and 16 people said the Preds would lose this series. We also got the stat now that if the Preds don't win the first game of a playoff series, they don't win the series, like 0-for-11 when they lose the first game. What happens tonight, and maybe by telling us that, you'll be telling us what you think happens with the whole series.
Yeah, so I have a great stat there. You look at the odds for the game tonight. Obviously, Carolina is, you know, a minus 170 money line, Nashville plus 150. So, quite honestly, Vegas feels that Carolina should not easily win this game, but you know, have a pretty decent shot at doing it. But I'm with you, because I think that, you know, what Nashville's been going through at least the last month and a half, their team looks different. The locker room looks different. I think they're a great money line play for tonight. And what have we seen so far? We've seen four NHL playoff games. We've seen three go to overtime, three out of four underdogs hit. And it goes to show that, you know, there's really not a big difference between most of these teams that are in the playoffs. I'll say this, the prices, the odds to win this series, Vegas has Carolina at minus 280. That's where it opened up at. So if you kind of look at the implied probability, it's about 71% to win that thing. But as we all know, the Preds play much better as an underdog, right? That's exactly where you want to be. So I would be, I think the game where I'm going to dictate a lot they could pull this one out, buddy, look out.
Alan, thank you, man. Good catching up with you. And like I said, Tuesdays on 3HL. People can catch you tomorrow with Don and Ron and the mayor. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Miss y'all, man. Thank you.
Thank you.